Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the incredible Eggtoberfest 2016. I got to tell you, you've heard from some great people. Francine Bryson, Artie Irani. I mean, and now a gal who has been part of our egg family since she started, the very special Chef Amanda. And I got to tell you, Chef Amanda, you are the gal who really runs the Culinary Center for the Big Green Egg. Le Cordon Green, as we like.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And this is you're set up. And tell them, just let our listeners get an idea of what you're preparing over there.
So today for Egg Fest this year, we're doing chicken and waffles because it's real hot right now. And we're using a local company called Banner Butter. And we brined our chicken in sweet tea. And then we're topping it with smashed peppers and Banner Butter and delicious maple syrup. We're also doing hog wings, which is a pork shank that we're doing in cinnamon apple barbecue sauce. And we made our own version of pork and beans, which is a pork belly with white beans that were cooked in a pumpkin tomato barbecue sauce that we made all day yesterday.
Is that like a white bean cassoulet?
That would be right. Cassoulet for your French people out there.
No. It's beans and Frank. Yeah, it's pork and beans, all right? You foofy guys, knock it off here. You know, this is October.
Wait, when do I get one of those donut halves over there?
Those donuts are ready now. You better run because so are the other people. It's Krispy Kreme donuts on the grill with brandied peaches.
I want some.
But, Chef Amanda, you've been with us for a little while. You've seen the growth of... But, I mean, when we started with Big Green Egg, not to age ourselves or date ourselves, there were about 10 or 15 eggs at Peachtree DeKalb Airport under a couple of trees.
Wow.
It's come a long way, and Le Cordon Green has exploded this last year under your leadership.
That's right. We used to, we're in a new facility, and 18 months ago at our old facility, we had about 7 or 9 classes a year, and we would do them in the retail center. But when we moved to our new facility, we set up this beautiful culinary center that looks like something out of the Food Network. And we've got a big stage, and we have chefs that come in from all over. We do corporate events. We've even been asked to do a wedding. We've done a one-year-old's birthday party there. We've done dinner parties. We've done chef table dinners. If you want to egg it up, come to our place.
Well, but the classes and the instruction is fantastic and very reasonable because not only do you get to, I see Chef Eric, since I'm doing all the work, he's over there eating all the donuts.
That's great.
This is really good.
We're really good.
But the classes, I mean, you know, they average $50 to $100 depending on the class. But you give so much stuff away. Not only that, you get to eat, you get to learn, and it's a 2 or 3 hour event.
That's correct. It's about 2 to 3 hours. And included in the price is an open bar, which everybody loves, although it's not hard liquor. It's beer and craft beer and wine. And then they get 3 to 4 courses of small plates. They also get a recipe pack. They get to meet the chef and spend some time with the chef. And we really set the place up like a pop-up dinner. So as the chef is preparing one course, we're actually serving you that course. That gives everybody a chance to try it, ask questions, what's in this, how do you do this, can, you know, really kind of get up close and personal. We also get some egg time outside.
And having done this before, like we've done it before, the volunteers that you get working with you and everything, they do such a great job of getting it all done. So as a chef, you're not worried about every little detail having to go exactly, you know, doing it yourself, I guess. So they do a fantastic job. You guys do a great job.
Thank you. We love having you guys around. We love being here. And I was a classically trained chef when I started. I didn't have an egg. I didn't know much about an egg because I learned, I cooked on yachts for years. So when I became land-based, I suddenly had this egg in my life. And I was a little intimidated. So for those of you out there that have not cooked on a Big Green Egg, even some of the chefs get intimidated. But I promise you, once you start using it, you'll never use anything else. It's a great tool.
Wait, you were a yachtie?
I was. Not one of those below deck yachties. But yes, I was a yacht chef for several years. Met my husband in Africa.
Oh, wow. I met my wife in South Louisiana. Is that close?
At a Pizza Hut.
But that's the way I roll. You know, I mean, yachts are more Chef Eric.
Indeed, it is the way you roll.
But anyway, now tell some of the classes you've got upcoming. You going to do some special things for the holidays?
We are. We're going to do a bourbon turkey class, how to brine your turkey in bourbon and do turkey with all the stuff with it. And then 2 days later, we're having a class called Revenge of the Vegetables. And it's vegetarian sides.
Never mind.
Sides for your turkey, including fantastic mac and cheese, et cetera, et cetera. We're also, we've got Eric Roberts coming in from the Iberian Pig restaurant, and he's going to come in and do a holiday appetizer class. So there's lots of good things coming up in the fall.
Well, and that's critical that you, and let's say people want to get involved, they want to find out more about the, kind of keep an eye on the classes. You guys got a great website, great page. Tell them how they can get involved.
BigGreenEgg.com, and there is a place for the Culinary Center under events or under education.
Education. Yes. Well, of course, it does not surprise me because everybody at the Big Green Egg makes egg a part of their everyday vernacular. But another great thing that people don't know about, it's the private parties. Or if you're a corporate and you want to do a special event and you're tired of the rubber chicken thing and, you know, I mean, you can come to Big Green Egg and really have exceptional value for your company or corporation, or just if you want to do a customer appreciation, it's a great way to do it.
That's correct. We've done everything from bourbon dinners, where we've done bourbon and cigars and dinner for client dinners. We've done team building, like chopped competitions. You can do hands-on, or you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the food and wine. And, I mean, really, I customize every single event. So once you reach out to me and say we want to do something, we even one time turned the place into a big sports bar for March Madness. And we had, you know, basketball hoops inside and the whole nine yards. So we can do whatever you want to do, and we can do events for up to 100 people.
And a private party, if you want a birthday party that really sets a team, sets a theme that's really unique, really different, and you've got a special egghead in your life or an egghead wannabe, this is a great place to have it. And once again, you can make it very reasonable.
That's correct. We just come in. We take care of everything. There's a one price. You come in. It includes all the drinks, all the food, all the recipes, the packet, the chef that you get to talk to, the volunteers that get to help you. You get to get some egg time, whatever you want. It's a great opportunity.
Well, it's all about Eggtoberfest 2016. Now, a couple of recipes that kind of sounded interesting. Now, you were talking about baked beans. Could you kind of roll through that recipe and let people know, and then of course they'll be able to find a recipe somewhere?
So that's going to be in our cast iron cooking class, which is on the 22nd of November. But what we did was we took little white beans, the northern beans, and we roasted pumpkins and fire roasted tomatoes on the Big Green Egg, and then we also roasted what's called mirepoix, which is carrots, onions, and celery. When all of that was done, we stuck it in a Vitamix and blended it and made a barbecue sauce out of it. And then we cooked our beans in that sauce and a little emergency drinking beer and a little stock. And we just let it go for hours and hours.
And then now with the beans, did you have to pre-do the beans or did you have the already cooked beans?
No, we did not have the already cooked beans. We did soak them overnight and then we went ahead and put them on the grill after that.
And that's one of the things that people, they think they see, you know, let your beans soak for 12 hours, and they go, well, I'm not going to go through all that. It's no hassle.
You can do it either way. Either way will work. Whatever's easiest for you.
But all you're doing, people don't even take the time to look at it. It's basically, you're going to have to go through the beans for stones anyway, because sometimes little pebbles get in there. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you don't want to bite on one of those.
I have done that.
Yeah.
But all you do is just set them in water and let them soak for overnight. When you go to bed, next morning you get up, they're ready. It's not like you're having to do any special work for them.
It's like flipping on the dishwasher, so to speak. That's what I do at the end of the night.
Yeah, well.
Soak your beans, flip the dishes.
Now, do you all still accept volunteers?
We do. A couple of times a year I'll do a call for help. And if you come in and volunteer with us, it's wonderful because one guy said, I learned more in 6 months volunteering than I did in 17 years cooking by myself. Because I get to work with a community of eggheads. I get to meet chefs I would never have an opportunity to meet. I get to think outside and make recipes and make things that I only think I can do pork tenderloin, and I can do so much more. And they get to take home all the recipes. They get to sample stuff. They get to come to events that we do just for them. Next Saturday, we're doing something called the Battle of the Burger with Atlanta Magazine, and we're taking 12 extra larges and 12 egghead volunteers. And they're all going to work with top Atlanta chefs for Battle of the Burger. So you get some unique opportunities.
my invitation got lost in the mail somewhere.
Well, yes. In fact, she did offer it to me, and I said we're not interested because Chef Eric only does certain events. He's very, very particular. But
well, it's a burger thing, right? It's a burger competition. So does, like, salmon burgers count, or...
That's in my book. That's what I would do.
Okay, that's why you two aren't involved. A burger is a burger. It's meat. It's beef. So anyway, my friends, you heard...
Turkey burger.
Yeah, never mind. It's not a burger. Yeah, never mind. It's Le Cordon Green is the name of the school. It's at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Amanda's there almost 7 days a week. Sometimes they let her have time off for food and drink and rest. But anyway, if you want to just take a look, go out and check and see what it looks like, please do. It's a very special place. Just like Stone Mountain Park is very special today, we are Chef and a Fat Man live from Oktoberfest 2016. We're introducing you to the movers and the shakers. We hope you're having fun, but I know you're not having as much fun as we are.